Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning 2 tickets. You're going to see the Capitals Wednesday, November 19th, 5 days from now next week. Take on Edmonton. You got to be the 10th caller right now. You get to see Connor McDavid against the Caps in the good seats. 80s night, Capital One Arena. Turn back the clock. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/contest, courtesy of the Washington Capitals. So call now, 800-636-1067 to try to win the tickets to see the Caps and the Oilers.
We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's figure out all that we need to know about the Dolphins going into Sunday morning's matchup in Madrid and scout the opponent. And to help us get to the bottom of the Miami Dolphins and what makes them tick, Leroy Horde of Odyssey in Miami joins us now, former excellent back in the National Football League and a star at Michigan. Leroy, you're on in D.C. We're Grant and Danny. Thank you for the time, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody going? How's everybody doing?
Great, buddy.
We're very well. So you give us your thoughts, I guess, big picture on Miami's season. They came in with higher expectations than being 3-7. They've already blown out a GM, but for now, seems like Mike McDaniel is safe. How are you guys feeling about this group that's been playing better of late?
Well, I think one of the problems was on the offensive line, you had Zavaya Naya, who was a second-round pick, and they traded up to pick him up. And one of the problems is he was young, right? On the defensive side of the ball, you had Grant from Michigan, and he was young. And those guys didn't have the luxury of, say, what Patrick Paul had last year. Patrick Paul, who they thought was going to be the successor at left tackle, he sat for most of the year. And they didn't have that luxury with the young talent, so we had to live through their struggles. They're starting to pick it up a little bit, pick up on a lot of the techniques and how to go about being a professional. So it's looked better from that end. The other thing is that, man, you have some dynamic players offensively. And Devon Achane and Waddle. And at one point you had Waller, who had a one game, you know, out of this world, and now he's out. But other than that, the reason why it's gone so poorly is because a lot of the guys you signed were banged up. They signed a couple of guys to the offensive line. They brought back a couple of guys. And before the season started, you got 3 guys out on the offensive line again, which has plagued this team for the last 2 or 3 years. Tua isn't having his best year. I don't know whether that's from protection, whether it's from play calling or whatever, because you'll see games where Tua will look phenomenal and they'll roll him out a little bit because they say he's a statue. They'll roll him out. He throws the ball with accuracy. And then the next week later, they'll sit him like a statue in the pocket. So a lot of times I see no flow with the offense. you add all that together, and you just can't get over the hump on a lot of Sundays.
Leroy, how special is Devon Achane?
He, it's weird because, you know, when we think of small backs, we don't think of power. But he runs very physical. So the thing that kills the defense is if you go up to him to put that hard blow to him, he'll slip you, and then you can't catch him. They use him a lot in a lot of different ways. There's been receivers who've been out. They've used him in the slot. Kind of just think of it the way they use CMC and San Francisco. Very similar. You think they're smaller backs, but they do run up the middle. I think the one thing with Devon Achane is, man, is he fast. He might be one of the fastest guys on the team. So he adds that dynamic, but they run the ball physical. Another thing they do is they'll take him, bring two backs in the game, and then split Achane out. And depending on who you put out there determines whether they run the ball or pass the ball, which is a twist on it. But it all centers around what they do with him, how they use Waddle. And so far in the last couple of weeks, we've seen some good things out of that.
Leroy Hort knows a thing or two about quality rushing of the football, 4,000 rushing yards in his NFL career, joining us here on Grant and Danny. How about the State of the Union on their head coach, Mike McDaniel, and his job security? I mean, would you expect, A, that he makes it to the end of the year, and then, B, does he still have a chance to come back next year? There's been a lot of noise on him.
I literally argued this point with my co-hosts on a daily basis, because for some reason, fans think owners would just eat $50 million and move on. And I'm like, what are you smoking? Now, here's the twist I put on it. If Tua, which I'm almost positive they're going to keep Tua for one more year, they're not going to eat $50 million, because why would you eat $50 million and not have a viable quarterback to play the position? He's still going to be your best option versus nothing. And then you take and you have a coach who has gotten the best out of this player. So I say, if you're going to keep Tua, you're not going to bring somebody else in for 1 year of Tua. So I think they're going to keep Mike McDaniel and keep Tua. And it's because of Tua's $50 million.
Interesting. So they're tied together in a sense. To the Tua point, he's had three statistical really strong games. I'd have to go back and watch to know if it was as good as the numbers. But the Jets, the Panthers, the Falcons, three non-playoff teams. But otherwise, I mean, it's, you know, he's been one of the league leaders in picks and in missed throws and things like that. Has it been as bad as it feels from the outside for him this season?
It has. Some of it is with the structure of certain plays. Like, being around, like, keep in mind, when I was in Minnesota, we were the top-rated offense ever. We scored more points than anybody that ever scored at the time. And the cool thing about the approach was, each play, we were going to put one player or two players in stress, meaning either a safety or a corner or a linebacker. But we were going to try to attack a certain person. Now, we had the horses to do it, and they were terrified, one, of letting Randy run by them. But then we had Chris Carter underneath. We had Jake Reed. We had running backs who could catch the ball. And we constantly put that pressure on certain players. There's a lot of times where I have seen where it just looks like they're running plays, right? There's no structure to it. And I'm going to give Mike McDaniel a pass from this standpoint. Like, man, we give players, you know, the chance to develop, but we really don't do it with coaching. And I wonder why. And one of the reasons why I believe this is because guess when I was with Cleveland, who we ran out of time?
Kyle Shanahan?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, you're saying when you played
when
in
Cleveland. When you played
there, yeah. Oh, I got you. Yeah.
He turned out pretty okay, right, Belichick?
Good career? I'm looking this guy up to see where he ended up.
It's B-E-L-I?
So I'm always going to be, like, can you tell he's not a – can? How can you tell he's a bad coach versus not having the players versus they've been plagued with injuries for the last 3 years? For some reason, Chris Greer liked the Teemu version of a football player that was hurt. He signed more injured players, more guys coming off of major surgeries, and guess what? They end up not playing because they were hurt. So how much of that plays a role in it? I don't know. But I do know that, you know what, if you like what he's doing with Tua, let's try to put something around him before we already determine it was an epic failure. They ain't buying it. Fans are not buying it. They want him out. They want him gone. And I say, you realize, and here's what fans need to understand. If you bring in a retread, he wants all the power. I don't know nobody in the front office that wants to give up their power. So that's unlikely. Then what you end up hiring is another new Mike McDaniel. We're still going to have to wait to see if that guy can do the job anyway. So they're in a tough spot because of just – it just never seemed to work for a long period of time.
Leroy Horde with us here on Grant and Danny. If I may editorialize, GP, when Leroy Horde was in Michigan, he was there to chew bubble gum and punish defenders, and he's all out of bubble gum. Downhill, thumping people. I believe – was Tony Bowles in your backfield too, Leroy?
Yep, Tony Bowles, Jared Bunch.
Playing for Bo Schembechler and just eating people's hearts, man. You guys are so much fun to watch. Defensively.
You know what? I was fortunate that I played with both the Morris brothers, Jamie and Joe.
Over the course of your Michigan career?
No, I played with Jamie at Michigan, and then Joe came over to Cleveland with Belichick.
Unbelievable. Man, I'm old. Anyway, all right, Leroy, this defense most specifically, is it because of injury you think that they've struggled kind of up and down? I've seen moments where they've swarmed and looked pretty good and chumped on teams. I've also seen moments where it looked like they've never met each other and anybody could do whatever they wanted. Just kind of give me a state of the union on this defense. Why has it been the way that it's been?
I think part of it is you were so used to getting pressure up the middle. Last year you had Calais Campbell and Zach Fielder. This year you have a rookie that you drafted in the first round. And early on in the season, he was getting destroyed. So that put a lot of pressure on everybody else, but teams ran the ball all over you. They just picked on him. And now he's starting to come around, and he's starting to be more stout running the football. He's starting to get pressure on the quarterback. And that's kind of helping with everything. Everybody else is comfortable. The other thing is Brooks is a beast. That man, watch him all over the field. He is probably right now the defense's most reliable player. So I just think a lot of it is the young guys finally starting to pick it up. They're getting back to where they kind of were last year, getting pressure up the middle, and then the outside guys being able to, make plays. And then more importantly, they do rally to the football. And it's weird because when you think of a team that only has three wins, that's one of the things that eludes you right away, effort. When you see a really, really bad team, the one thing you talk about first and foremost is their effort because they're just done. And this team hasn't really done that. And I think over the course of the season, they've gotten better. And so the defense has looked a lot better.
Jordan Brooks, who you mentioned, one of the league leaders in tackles, also the lowest missed tackle rate in the NFL I saw this week. He's had an amazing season. Looking at the injury report, Austin Jackson, O-lineman, doubtful. Bradley Chubb with a foot is questionable, as is Rasul Douglas, D. Eskridge. What should we know injury-wise that could actually be impactful here?
Well, they're trying. I think there's a couple of offensive linemen that are trying to get back. That'll help, but I think they've been pretty good at the O-line as of late. the thing that they really missed, and you can look back at every place that Mike McDaniel has been, the one constant in all those places is a tight end. Now they're here in Miami. They don't really have that tight end who can, you know, damage in the middle of the field. And so I think this offense as a whole sometimes struggles with that. They try to use wide receivers or back, but it's just not the same with the tight end. They also bring in an extra offensive lineman. They've done things with that. So they've tried to be creative with it. I would say A-10, Otto, some other guys will make plays, but those are the two guys that they managed to get open and get free. And if they get free, good luck catching.
Give us a prediction. How do you see it going?
I say Dolphins 27-20.
All right, so you see A-chan having a big day. Why are they winning by seven?
I see A-chan. I just think where the defense is and where you guys are offensively, I have better – I think they can stop the run. And if you can stop the run and force Mariota to throw the ball, then we can have a conversation after that. But first and foremost, stop the run. Don't let Mariota scramble on you. And I think that with the injuries that you guys have, Dolphins are, I guess, say less injured at more important spots, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
It does, yeah.
Leroy Horde, Odyssey, Miami. Just so you know, this defense here is very, very good. Excellent defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Washington's defense is elite. They tackle well. They rush the quarterback.
They cover. They cover.
They cover everybody like a blanket. Yeah. You can't run on them. This is as good a defense as you will ever see in this league.
So it could be a tickle fight.
Yeah. With oven mitts on.
9-6?
Yeah. This is a 3-2 game written all over it for sure.
Goodness. Well, look, I think both teams will be able to score. And for some reason, I just see it that way. The thing that the Dolphins do, they aren't consistent enough with it. Because I'm going to tell you, if I see another damn bubble screen in football, I'm going to lose my mind. Enough with it. Stop calling it outside run. Let's have outside runs be outside runs.
You might want
the bubble screen.
You might want to table the outside run going away from that until next week, though. This team can't really stop those very well.
Yeah, it's a great place to go.
Right. So, but here's the deal. When you watch this game on Sunday morning and you watch the Dolphins' offense, I want you to watch how many times with all the action and motions and ball fakes and stuff that the defense is just standing looking. It happens two or three times a game, and that's where the Dolphins get you. Like with all the trickery and the window dressing and motions and you're moving around and whatever, and then boom, either a run, a pass, a quick pass or something like that, and the guy's out the gate. It happens to every team, and that's probably what they do really well, is kind of disguise what they're doing, do a lot of window dressing, a lot of ball fake. Tua shows the ball really well, and it gets you. As you know, even the good defenses, even the defenses that stop everything, sometimes they get stuck trying to figure out what it is. And so just watch that on Sunday.
We will. Leroy, hoping for some eggs, bacon, and a quality football game between a couple of three-win teams. Thank you, sir, for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Have a good one.
You too,
Leroy
buddy.
Horde, Odyssey, Miami, our sister station down there in Florida. Next on G&D, let's take a look at the Commanders injury report and how are they going to get by without Daron Payne? Not having your best defensive player as you try to snap one of the worst defensive stretches in recent team history. This is The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We are in Chantilly at Pupatella Pizza right off of Route 50. Come on out and hang with us. We're taking you up to the end of the show in 1 hour at 6:30 as we get ready for the Commanders and the Dolphins, week 11 in the NFL. We'll look ahead to the college slate on Saturday as well. But I wanted to dive into the Commanders injury report in just a moment because there have been a couple of more, believe it or not, Danny, injuries that have popped up this week over in Madrid.
Now, this is the Washington team that has injuries?
I know.
What?
Crazy. But Daron Payne is not going to play. Let's start with that. Now, this is not an injury. This is a suspension. But Daron Payne might be their best defensive player right now. He's their highest paid defensive player. And Daron Payne, based on hitting Amon-Ra St. Brown, will miss game 11 of this season. He'll be eligible to play again after the bye week. But he wasn't able to make the trip, couldn't get on the flight, couldn't go to practices or do anything in Madrid. He missed out on this really cool, memorable, once-in-a-career trip based on the punch heard around Washington, D.C. More importantly, though, now you got to deal with one of the better running backs in the league coming off of 170 rushing yards without your big defensive tackle in the middle who provides a big-time presence and takes on double teams.
Yeah, plus the injuries previously in the season, plus, you know, the fact that they struggled when they were healthy to begin with, and this guy's really good, talking about Achan, as a just an accelerating speedster. I mean, this is the kind of guy, a little bit less wiggle than some of the, you know, classic running backs, not in the Barry Sanders mold, but this is the, you give that guy a millimeter and he is gone, like 0 to 60 in a microsecond, and he is super, super dangerous. They're going to put him in space an awful lot. But, yeah, this is an uphill task. Even if the defense was fully healthy and good up front, they would struggle to stop this guy. Everybody does. And now that they're not, I think it's going to be a bloodbath in that regard.
So you look at the defensive line overall depth right now because of the injuries, and you mentioned they're without bodies, but just to go through kind of the list, Dorrance Armstrong had been one of the better pass rushers in the NFL early this season before he got hurt. His pressure rate, his win rate, his sacks, all of the numbers were bearing out that he was actually playing at a not only a high Pro Bowl caliber level, but at an elite level. From weeks 1 to 6 when he was healthy, the Commanders were generating a 40.6% pressure rate which was fourth highest in the NFL. Since week six, when Armstrong got hurt, week seven on, sans Armstrong, 27% pressure rate is fifth worst in the NFL. So they've gone from top five to bottom five since the Armstrong injury. But it's not just him. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who's a depth defensive end, also not available. Dietrich Wise earlier in the season, who's more of a run stuffer than a pass maven, you know, pass rusher. He's also hurt, so you're down three defensive ends. Now you don't have Payne. It just keeps adding to the pile. And so you're now taking what was built like a big league bullpen where everybody had a very specific role. Von Miller, you're only going to rush the quarterback on third downs, and we're going to tap into you heavily in the fourth quarter. Jacob Martin, you're only going to get 17 to 20 snaps a game, only on second and third down. And now those guys are playing against the run. It would be like if you lost three or four of your key relievers, and now your lefty specialist who faces lefties is just pitching the seventh inning. And now the righty, who is never supposed to face the lefty, has to face three straight lefties in the eighth inning. You just can't put guys in positions to succeed anymore because they don't have the rest of the bullpen.
You're trying to stop the bleeding. It's field medicine, right? I mean, you're never going to cure anybody. You're never going to really fix it. You're trying to stop the bleeding. And that's kind of where we are, again, against a really dynamic player in Achan. And just when you commit enough resources, there's Jalen Waddle behind your linebackers in front of your safeties running wild and free. So, yeah, this is certainly a challenge, especially for this beleaguered defense. But not having – to me, Armstrong is the strongest correlation. I know that's also kind of when business picked up in terms of their opponents and some of the offenses they were playing. But even still, you're much better off with that guy who was having a career year.
Looking at the injury report going into today, Darius, if you've got something from Friday that they put out officially, I'd love to see that because I'm still trying to find today's. But – they had already ruled out Treylon Burks, who didn't make the trip with the finger, Jaden Daniels, who didn't make the trip, left elbow, and then Ale Kaho with a concussion. So those guys are out. They had not ruled out until today Terry McLaurin, who Dan Quinn said at the beginning of the week would make the trip but wouldn't play. So we know that Kaho, McLaurin, Burks, Daniels, and Will Harris are all not going to play in the game. As far as Jordan McGee, he was full practice the last 2 days and then limited today because a knee injury popped up. This is one of your starting linebackers who you're now asking to provide speed and to run and hit and help you out against the run. He may not go. The other guy who's popped up on the injury report is Ben Sinnott. And I think Ben Sinnott's probably trending toward not playing. Ben Sinnott was full practice, start of the week, then was limited on Thursday with this ankle problem. Got hurt, I guess, in practice. Then on Friday, today, didn't practice at all. So he's gone from full to limited to DNP, the extreme wrong direction.
Yeah.
He is listed questionable, as is McGee. So both of those guys very possibly not going to play. The guys that are working through treatment but will play are Frankie Luvu, Quan Martin, Chris Rodriguez, and Bobby Wagner. But they could have as many as eight players not play in this game who have practiced in some capacity this week.
My goodness. Yeah, the hits keep on coming. Obviously, we've already been talking about all the guys on injured reserve. We talked about the cluster injuries. And now it's starting to get to the positions that were okay. Their tight end room was intact. One of the few places that was kind of untouched by these ravaged injuries. You look at the offensive line. By and large, Sam Cosmi's returned. It's healthier than it was, right? These guys are intact sort of by design. And Chris Paul didn't replace somebody that got hurt. This is what they wanted. So there are some places that have kind of been untouched by it, but man, oh man, it's now starting to get into those rooms too.
I worried about Achan when they had Payne, and now it's the biggest reason why I think Devin Achan is going to be able to go for over 100 and really dictate terms in the game. Who do you worry more about for this defense, though? Achan or Jalen Waddle?
It's close because of how good Achan is a receiver, but I will say Waddle just because I think this is my view. If they do something where they go, you know what? Not Achan. We're gonna tighten up on the running back. I think they could do something about it. They could slow him down.
How?
By overcommitting to the box and more or less,
I don't see it.
More or less making a tackle here and there, drawing a holding penalty or something. I think they could cover with nine, and Jalen Waddle would be open. Like, I think there's nothing they can do in terms of stopping the forward pass. I think that was the issue last year. I think it's the issue now, and it's all been exacerbated. I think they are helpless to defend receivers, and Achan is one.
Yeah, I think Waddle will get an end around or two, like in jet action, and so he'll get a chance to impact the game in multiple ways. But to me, Achan is going to not only carry the ball 17 to 20 times, But if they're smart, he's going to catch the ball seven or eight times.
I would throw it to him until he was so tired.
I would, too. I would, like, if he doesn't catch a touchdown, I'll be shocked. In the red zone, high red, you know, you get into that, like, 17, 18, 19-yard line.
That strike area, even.
And you just set up, like, a screen, and you kind of just get him in space on a linebacker. I mean, I think McDaniel's spending the entire week trying to figure out ways how to do that.
You can already see it. Motion from one guy in the slot one way, and it sets up. The only person that's there on the tailback is the linebacker who starts even with him. A little wheel action or an out and up, something like that. Easy six. That's like stealing having that guy in space.
To me, Waddle, he'll get his 6-7 catches probably. 8-9 catches, I don't know, whatever. He'll have a big day. That's fine. Maybe around 100 yards. But he's not going to be able to impact the game to the same extent because he's just not going to be as involved. And if I'm McDaniel, I go into this game and I go, if I lose, I'm losing with Devin Achane getting the work.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be exhausted when this thing ends. Now, he's not durable at all, and maybe he gets banged up because that happens in, you know, a good percentage of the games he plays in. But short of that, I don't really see a path to slowing him down. Next on Grant and Danny, let's get into the Week 11 NFL schedule, go game by game, what intrigues us. Still got our player to lock in on and our final predictions coming up. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly, where the food just keeps on coming. And here I thought there was nothing left on the menu for them to send out the dessert pizza.
The Nutella pizza, the dessert pizza. A little bit of apple. So it's a little bit of, like, not tart, but a little bit just to counteract the sweetness of that Nutella in the pizza dough. It is delicious, and I am so pudgy.
We were talking earlier about Michael Penix's comments. We found them really interesting. So he was asked in a press conference this week, who do you lean on for advice and who helps you when things are going wrong, either in a game or during the week or whatever. And he basically said he leans on his fiance. She helps him out a lot. Someone's like, yeah, but football-wise. And he's like, ah, I got former high school coaches I talk to. Well, he did come out today and say that his comments were misinterpreted and that I guess his point was he thought the idea was outside of the normal structure of coaches and teammates, like who do you talk to? He's saying he took it a different way. Also, the coaching staff for the Atlanta Falcons has taken some issue with how it was covered. You know, Raheem Morris came out and said, stop looking for stuff on a young man. You don't need this stuff on him. It is what it is, but all of those things people do, it doesn't matter to affect this building. He's talking in these vagaries, essentially. I just feel bad for the kid. I don't want the kid having to deal with this stuff that doesn't matter or stuff that's not real. I don't think anyone was calling out Michael Penix. I don't think anybody was taking issue with what he said from the standpoint that he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
They were taking Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson to task. He's acting like Michael Penix is being made the bad guy in this. If he's saying you're taking his words out of context, leave the kid alone. All right, I guess. But that's not his answer here.
Yeah, well, the out of context is it implies you guys don't know what you're doing. Not that Michael Penix has erred. In other words, Michael Penix is basically going, I'm alone in the rain and it's freezing and I have no blankets and no one helps me. That's not a Michael Penix problem. That's a you problem. You know what I mean? Like, so if it was misinterpreted, Penix was answering the wrong question, and he either wanted to backtrack or correct it or misunderstood, totally fine. That's all within bounds. But I don't think anybody's going, oh, you idiot. You're sinking. You got no one to help you? Idiot. Like, no one's upset with Michael Penix.
It's a weird Raheem Morris response.
Yeah.
Because he's acting as though the reaction to Penix has been that his judgment, based on what he said, has been questioned, or he's taking on heat as a player based on the fact that he said he doesn't have a lot of help, which was not in any way the analysis. Everything I saw was people having empathy for him and saying, wow, this is a bad situation.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God, this poor kid's alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. Another storyline as far as quarterbacks go in the NFL today. Aaron Glenn spoke to the media after last night's loss. The Jets falling to 2-9 on the season. He is non-committal on a starting quarterback for this week, says everything's being evaluated, including who's going to start at QB. The calls are very loud in New York right now for them to bench Justin Fields. Listen to these passing totals for Justin Fields in games that he has played four quarters in this season.
All right, here we go.
This is since week five, okay? 9 completions for 45 yards.
Ooh.
6 completions for 46 yards.
Okay.
21 completions for 244 yards.
Yeah.
That's
all
when
right.
They beat the Bengals.
Here we go.
That's a real NFL offense.
Yeah.
6 completions for 54 yards.
I noticed it went back down again. There was a little, and then...
And then last night, with garbage time, thank God, because half of these numbers came probably in the fourth quarter, 15 completions for 116 yards. So he is thrown for under 120 passing yards
in a half.
6 times this year.
Those are games. Those are full games.
And if you watch it,
yeah.
There were a couple bad drops in there where he actually made a throw or did some okay things. But if you watch it, Justin Fields also has just missed a million throws that are easy NFL pitch and catch type throws where a dude's open to keep a drive alive.
It's that combo of – so when that A.D. Mitchell drop, and that there are many of those, happens, it's like so gut-wrenching because the ball's actually there that time. And like, whereas in a great offense, you barely even notice it. Like, Amon Ross St. Brown had a drop against Washington. Did you notice? Have you thought about it twice? Because they went for 7,000 yards and he did whatever he wanted.
Because the next play they got 29.
Yeah, the next play didn't matter. When everything's a fight, that drop on the ball, the back shoulder, or the one that goes through his two hands that's right there on the breadbasket, it just feels worse, man. But yeah, that is a hot buttered mess. But by the way, don't report on who the quarterback might be, or Aaron Glenn will be pissed. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
If you get information, you better not come out with it. Aaron Glenn might be mad.
Yeah, I would think long and hard if I'm Aaron Glenn about how I want to deal with the New York media for the rest of this football season. The way the year has gone, as bad as it has been, you might want to start making a few friends.
I think you keep it adversarial and see what happens. Roll the dice.
Just give it a try.
Just see. Just butt heads with everybody. Make that the fight.
G&D with you on The Fan. We'll take you up to 6:30 in our final segment tonight. We'll go through all of the NFL matchups to set the table for the upcoming weekend and make our predictions on the Commanders and the Dolphins. We've also got to give you a player to lock in on Grant and Danny as well. Are you done eating, or do you think you're going to have a slice of the dessert pizza before you leave?
So here's the this is two questions. Did I think I was done eating? Yes. Then they brought that dessert pizza, and it's staring at me.
But how do you have more room is what I want to know.
I don't feel good, but there's new delicious food there.
Darius, I feel like you sneaky have not eaten a lot despite all the food here.
Darius had tiramisu today.
Did he?
I did have tiramisu for the first time
ever.
The
first time?
Yeah, which was phenomenal. I've been sleeping all my life on tiramisu.
So good.
Yeah.
Did you have some pizza?
I had pizza.
You did some appies?
I did appies.
Okay.
I did various slices of pizza.
Are you going to do any of the Nutella pizza?
I don't know if I'm going to do the Nutella pizza.
Can he do Nutella?
I don't know if I can do Nutella. I'm not sure. You think so?
I think so.
What's that based on?
Yeah, what are you basing
that? It's based on the fact that Darius found out he's not allergic to anything anymore and still acts like he's allergic
to
everything.
But there's something that he is still, though.
There's things I'm still allergic to.
Like, I had cashews the other day, and I was like, Darius, stop trying to kiss me because of the harassment.
What was the thing earlier that you wouldn't eat that I tried to get you to eat? Those right here that you were looking at?
The Nutella dough, fried dough.
Oh, so you're afraid of Nutella.
I am, yeah.
That's what this is about.
Yeah. Because I'm just not sure.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
not.
Pesto in one of the pizzas.
Yeah,
you can't have that.
Right.
Because that's got
but
pine nuts.
Just so we're all on the same page, Darius can eat peanut butter now.
Yep.
And peanuts.
And doesn't.
And he still has it.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a Reese's cup. He hasn't had a PB&J.
Yeah. You're onto something.
He is allowed to eat so much stuff.
Yep.
And he refuses. And then he acts like I'm crazy because I'm like, why don't you try it? He's like, oh, I don't know. The doctor literally told him you're not allergic anymore.
So if I found out I wasn't allergic to shrimp and peanut butter, I would have a jar of peanut butter and a bunch of cocktail shrimp, and I'd just go back and forth. I wouldn't dip one into the other because that's blasphemous, but I'd be sitting there having a peanut butter shrimp festival.
I think I would just dip the shrimp in the peanut butter.
Just go
yeah,
straight
why
send?
Not? Like, what is it, like ants on a log in elementary school with celery? Just do ants on a log, and the log is the shrimp.
Dude, peanut butter shrimp? Is that a – did you just come up with something?
We might have.
Are you a genius?
All of our football discussion on the show is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, The Return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner, Billy Bob Thornton comes back. Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore and Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott is in this show as well. Landman, new season, streams November 16th only on Paramount Plus. We will get you ready for the weekend ahead in the NFL and make our Commanders-Dolphins final predictions in our final segment from Pupitella in Chantilly next on Grant and Danny.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.